Earning means to visit Western New York. 2 years before, I had been shown that at some future time we should visit Western New York. And now, shortly after the close of the conference at Rocky Hill, we were invited to attend a general meeting at Volney, New York, in August. Brother Hiram Edson wrote to us that the brethren were generally poor, and that he could not promise that they would do much toward defraying our expenses, but that he would do what he could. We had no means with which to travel. My husband's health was poor, but the way opened for him to work in the hayfield, and he decided to accept the work. It seemed then that we must live by faith. When we arose in the morning, we bowed beside our bed, and asked God to give us strength to labor through the day, and we could not be satisfied without the assurance that the Lord heard our prayers. My husband then went forth to swing the scythe in the strength that God gave him. At night when he came home, we would again plead with God for strength with which to earn means to spread the truth. In a letter to Brother Howland, written July 2, 1848, he spoke of this experience thus. "It is rainy today, so that I do not mow, or I should not write. I mow 5 days for unbelievers, and Sunday for believers, and rest on the seventh day, therefore I have but very little time to write. God gives me strength to labor hard all day. Brother Holt, Brother John Belden, and I have taken 100 acres of grass to mow, at 87.5 cents per acre, and board ourselves. Praise the Lord. I hope to get a few dollars here to use in the cause of God." As a result of his work in the hayfield, my husband earned $40. With a part of this we purchased some necessary clothing, and had sufficient means left to take us to Western New York and return. My health was poor, and it was impossible for me to travel and have the care of our child. So we left our little Henry, 10 months old, at Middletown with Sister Clarissa Bonfoy. It was a severe trial for me to be separated from my child, but we dared not let our affection for him keep us from the path of duty. Jesus laid down his life to save us. How small is any sacrifice we can make compared with his!